All right, now on to Reverend Sharpton's National Action Network convention. Last Friday, this is Mrs. Clinton.
The abuses that have gone on in the last 6 years, I don't think we know the half of it yet. You know, when I walk into the Oval Office in January 2009, I'm afraid I'm going to lift up the rug and I'm going to see so much stuff under there.
You know, what is it about us always having to clean up after people?
Oh, hearty, har, har, har. You're the last person, Mrs. Clinton, that ought to be talking about what anybody would find on the Oval Office rug. Of all the things to say, not only do we not want to know what we'd find, if anybody knows what's on the Oval Office rug, it would be Mrs. Clinton, on it or under it. But here she is using this black dialect again. And by the way, this demeaning reference to the fact that they're janitors or custodial workers or cleaning people. Yeah, I mean, this is, she sits there and says, you know, what is it about us always having to clean up after people? When's the last time you cleaned up anybody but your husband and those sordid messes of his? And we're not talking about dirt, soil, that kind of thing. But I mean, this is just, it's just so, it's demeaning. It is, it's pandering. It's no different than when Don Imus called Gwen Ifill of the New York Times a cleaning lady getting the White House assigned. What, Mr. Snerdley? What? What do you mean, not if you believe it? Well, I know. Do you really? Snerdley says that that's her view, that America looks as black, that black people are cleaning. I think she's telling us her view, not America's view. Is that what you mean? Okay, it's her view. All right, then the liberals are sharing us their perception, their vision of what black America is all about. And downtrodden maids, custodians, janitors, chauffeurs, you know, this kind of thing is how they see them. And that's how they want them to see themselves, is constantly downtrodden. And, of course, gets this big standing O, and so forth.